Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation is saddened to have to begin its intervention by expressing our heartfelt condolences at the passing of Mr. Yukio Amano, the late Director General of IAEA. I would like to convey my government's sympathy to his family, friends, and staff of the IAEA, as well as to the people and government of Japan. I thank you, Mr. President, for holding yesterday's and beginning part of today's plenary meeting with a substantive focus on agenda item one, cessation of the nuclear arms race and nuclear disarmament. This is a very relevant and urgent topic to discuss with a view to developing a legally binding instrument. We appreciate the presence of Dr. Lesina Zerbo, the Executive Secretary of the Preparatory Commission for the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization in the CD, and thank him for sharing his thoughts with the member states. I would also like to thank the other two distinguished panelists, Ambassador Abdulaziz of Sri Lanka and Mr. Mueller, Deputy Permanent Representative of Austria, as well for their informative contributions. Mr. President, Iran's strong support for nuclear disarmament is very well known and established. It is based on two fundamental convictions. First, nuclear weapons constitute the most serious threat, not only to international peace and security, but to the very survival of our planet. The mankind could not afford to witness another Hiroshima or Nagasaki-like disaster. Second, we are deeply concerned over the persistent failure by some to comply with nuclear disarmament obligations under the NPT's Article 6. This has created a crisis of confidence in the treaty's capacity and capability to deliver its promise of nuclear disarmament. Actions and policies that plainly violate Article 6 of the NPT and recklessly defy the objective of a world without nuclear weapons continue unabated, particularly by the United States. The US 2018 Nuclear Posture Review, for example, is fundamentally against its obligations under the NPT in the following manners. It emphasizes the utility of retaining nuclear weapons. It has increased the role of nuclear weapons in the military doctrine by assigning new functions to them. It threatens to use nuclear weapons not only in a nuclear exchange, but also against non-nuclear weapon states, parties to the NPT. It seeks to massively modernize and expand nuclear missiles, submarines, and bombers. It plans to spend $1.2 trillion on a tremendous buildup of its nuclear arsenal. Such provocative plans should be considered a clear indication of and an explicit invitation for the start of a new nuclear arms race and the violation of its nuclear disarmament obligations under the treaty's Article 6. And it envisages development of a new types of low-yield nuclear weapons to use them in regional conflict. The development of new mini-nukes not only indicates greater reliance on nuclear weapons, but also, due to their characteristics, raises the temptation to use them. As long as such irresponsible policies continue, there can hardly be much hope for progress towards nuclear disarmament. The recent developments regarding intermediate range nuclear forces, INF treaty, is another misstep in further deteriorating the already dire situation with respect to nuclear disarmament. Under these circumstances, It is collective responsibility of international community, especially the non-nuclear weapon states, to remain resolute and work tirelessly towards the realization of nuclear weapon-free world. This is what we owe to our nations, to our future generations, and to the humanity at large. Mr. President, everyone admits that JCPOA is one of the landmark achievements of multilateral diplomacy, which provided for peaceful resolution of an unnecessary crisis concocted in the first place by the same circles that are pushing for its dismantling. Iran has been impeccably compliant with its obligations all along, despite repeated violations and material breach of the deal by the other side, particularly the United States, which has been dragging all others into violating a UN Security Council resolution. The US unilateral and unlawful withdrawal from the JCPOA is in blatant defiance of international law, in sheer demonstration of arrogant unilateralism, has not only endangered the sustainability of a multilateral agreement, but also caused unprecedented tension in our region with implications for the whole world. They must be held accountable for their irresponsible, unlawful, and dangerous acts and policies which have only caused tensions and instability in the region. I thank you, Mr. President.